There's a thing in a fucking Sweden I saw. Where is it? I thought I had it here. Dude, this is funny, man. Seaside towns' high-tech anti-sex toilets will spray users with water. Not gonna stop them. What if you have the, what if that's your kink? Oh, dude, you're gonna get, hey, getting sprayed is part of sex. Nah, but there's this, I don't know, Loose in Porthcawl. Loose in Porthcawl, South Wales, all made up. Where are you from? Loose. Oh, in Porthcawl? Yeah, South Wales. Heh. Made it all up. It will feature weight sensors and sound alarms to stop antisocial use. Dude, this is so weird to me that this is where we're at. This is on The Guardian. The Welsh seaside town of Porthcawl is planning to install anti-sex public toilets that would spray occupants with water and sound an alarm. All right, so look. First of all, how much fucking is going on in these toilets, okay? Like, is it just all day? Because then, okay. If it's not all day, then just who really cares, you know? Consensual sex in bathrooms, okay. Violent movement sensors would automatically open the doors. Oh, a kinky. I mean, dude, they want to see it. Violent movement sensors would automatically open the doors and sound high-pitched alarms with fine water jets soaking the interior. The sexiest thing ever. So all of a sudden, you're fucking, and it's going to go, and it's going to go, oh, the fucking doors are going to open, and then you're going to get fucking doused with water, and you're going to be wet fucking. Oh, sexy. The government has a kink. I mean, dude. South Wales? What is that? Welsh? Oh, so sexy there. Not going to stop them. Dude, I'm running to that fucking thing. I want to fuck, and you're going to have people watch and spray me with water? Okay? Fuck that, dude. When the shit goes boop and the doors open and I get fucking doused with water, I'm going fucking... Ah, I'm amping it up, dude. I'm amping it up, my babies. For real. You think I won't? Fuck that, dude. 100% while the shit goes down. Boop! And I'm in there with a fucking dude, fucking the dude, and just... I don't give a shit, dude. Oh, here it comes. Blast! Are you kidding me? Boop! Oh no, here comes the water. Oh, what's going on over there? I'm Welsh. What's going on over there? Uh-oh, here we go. Blast! All over fucking whatever their names are. All over fucking Christian. That's the only guy I know that's Welsh is Christian Bale. For real, dude. Are you kidding me, bro? That's it. Why can't I move the thing? Can't move it. Great. Yes. Can't move it. Can't move the fucking soundboard thing. Why is it happening? Can't move the soundboard thing. It's up there, and I can't move it. Technology, dude. Send it over to fucking Juan Fire, babies. Yeah, dude, that's ridiculous. Why would you want to be... I mean, how much fucking is going on in Welshland? In Welshland? How much fucking is going on over there in bathrooms? Here's the other thing, too. Here's the other thing, too. Not, here's the other thing too, spending so much money on this. Alarms, doused with water, weight sensors, bro, you know how much a weight sensor is? I swear to God, they're $100,000. I have that on full authority. That weight sensors are $100,000. Look at this. Porthcawl Town Council is spending, oh, here we go, €170,000 or whatever the fuck it is, that little E with the curvy thing at the top. Go, you know what I mean? What is that? That's probably around the same American. In Griffin Park, according to Wales Online, the planning documents detail a range of security features to deter rough sleeping. You mean fucking rough sleeping, dude? Sid didn't want to fucking admit it. Ah! So they don't want to admit that they're pervy. Yes, hello, we are Welsh. We are planning documents to detail a range of security features to deter rough sleeping, I swear to God. Including an audible warning combined with lights and heating being switched off. With lights and heating being switched off. I wanted to fuck, but I'm freezing. All toilets would be fitted with a full high-pressure floor and wall washer, which could be operated after every use. Jesus Christ, you know? So much. This is how you know nothing's wrong in fucking... Where is Welsh shit? Wales. This is how you know nothing's wrong in Wales. In America, we're like, everyone's dying and getting shot. And in Wales, they're like, let's put weight sensors in our fucking public restrooms because we don't want people to be having too good of a time. I'm moving to Wales, dude, and fucking in, where is this? Porthcawl, in Griffin Park, dude. I'm going there. Bro, fuck that. That's a red light. What if you went in there and it was all like red lit and shit, and it was just like so nice, and they had paintings on the wall that were like, you're like, no, this is kind of the shit. They're trying to trap you, dude. They want you to fuck, but also want money out of it. All toilets will be fitted with a full high-pressure floor and wall washer that could be operated after every use or after a certain number of users per day. Each night, the toilets would close for 10 minutes while the unit undertakes a deep clean. Wow. This is some weird RoboCop shit. Visitors will have to pay to use the toilets. What? What? Why would you have to pay to take a shit? Hey, oh, man, if I was going to a place and you had to pay to take a shit, guess what I'm doing? Shitting outside of it. Right there, bro. I'll shit close to where you pay. You think I won't shit close to where you pay? That's the real shit, for real. You gonna make me pay to shit? Where's the doorway, dude? Here we go.
I ain't suck got ass. No motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch. You
oh, what's he doing? Bro, you're not charging me to take dumps. Oh, what's he doing, bro? That guy's crazy. What the fuck? Oh, is he shitting outside the doorway? Why? Because they were all... Oh, because they wanted me to pay for it. God damn, he knows the rules, doesn't he? God damn, he lives a sound life. God damn, he's got a code like Dexter. Piss is coming out anyway. You're not going to make me pay for it. However, Twitter users have questions how the systems, in particular the weight-sensitive floors, would work in practice. One said, just the fact that anyone would tweet about this. One said, weight-sensitive floors to detect more than one user? What baseline weight are they using? I'm easily the weight of two teenagers, and what about people who need assistance? I have to go in with my kids. Oh, man. Imagine you walk in with your two kids that need to take a shit, and all of a sudden they fucking douse you with water. An alarm goes off, and the doors open. And then they think you're a pedophile, by the way. Oh, he went in with kids. He's trying to fuck kids. What the fuck? You're just an American in there. I was on vacation in Griffin Park. I don't know what's happening, dude. What the fuck is happening? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you need to take a shit. Oh, let's all go in together because I don't trust anybody. We all got to get in together. And this is a family and everything. Here we go. Fucking boop! Oh, no, what the fuck is going on? Oh, no, wait, what the fuck? Ah, come on, kids, here we go. Oh, no, blast! Another added, there are obvious serious questions about weight sensors with potential for cruel humiliation of facility users. As a robot! I am concerned with one thing. There are obvious, serious questions about weight sensors, the potential for cruel humiliation of facility users. I would like to take a shit. I weigh in excess of 310 pounds. Uh-oh. Oh, my circuitry. No water. Blast! Why would you listen to this podcast, dude? There's NPR. Talking about robots fucking in whales and getting blasted. It's an escape from reality, dude. That's why. Back to reality. Whoops, go gravity. Whoops, go savity. Whoops, go tragedy. Whoops, go rabbities. Whoops, go rabbities. The existing facilities are due to close in October, while the demolition and construction of the new building takes place. Dude, amazing. So go take a shit in whale.